Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Maxa, and new co-host Corey Sandin is here too, along with Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters, having a great time here talking fishing. And very exciting day on Let's Talk Hookup to be honored to introduce our new co-host Corey Sandin, and honored to introduce our new app. The Let's Talk Hookup app is now available, so a lot going on here today.
Lots going on for sure, and if you want to be a part of this fun day, we want to hear from you. There's two ways you can join us on Let's Talk Hookup, again with our local line. That one's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That one's all full right now, but plenty of opportunities for you to get through in the second hour. Also, we do have one line open right now. It's been a very busy morning. If you want to get through, open right now. 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only are you going to get a chance to get in and talk to Captain Benny, you're also going to give an opportunity at winning this insane prize that we are giving away at the end of the show today, and that's a full Shimano jig package, which includes the great Shimano Flatfall. It includes Shimano Colt Sniper jerkbaits, but in addition to that killer prize pack, Benny has just given us such an awesome opportunity, and somebody's going to get to go fishing on a half-day trip with Benny and Coastal Charters. Again, a half-day trip coming to you in with that killer gear of Shimano stuff. It's going to be such a great prize and another full killer hour.
Let's go up to Palos Verdes with Benny and really see some of his secrets.
Yeah, and, you know, all he's have to do is come up with a lunch or anything. I'll have everything else for him.
Don't need to bring any rods, reels, tackle.
Not if they don't want.
Don't even need to bring your Colt Sniper jerkbaits.
Nope.
You'll have them all.
I have them all.
Yeah.
What about the cool Catalina Clemente fishing? Could they upgrade?
They can upgrade to that if they want. Absolutely.
Wow.
Then they'll have to bring a sandwich.
There it is. So they can use that half day as a foundation to build up to a bigger trip.
Yeah, absolutely, if that's what they'd like, you know. So and if we do that, well, you can bring a friend.
There
now
you
that's
go.
That's cool. That is just so cool.
Okay, so this
put
is
me in.
A trip for one, a half day trip for one, and then if you want to upgrade, bring a friend, you want to go to a full day, like Corey said, it's just the foundation.
Send it. That's awesome. Well, again, if you want to get your opportunity at that great trip, or better yet, just your chance to call and join in on the fun, 858-457-1090 or 877-792 is the way to do it. 792-1090 is the way to do it.
You can actually hook that one up through our app, too. You just go to app on our app, on the front page of our app. You just hit call the show. And that'll take you right to that 877-792-1090.
Couldn't be easier. It's very easy laid out. You can click one button that says Listen Live, and there's another one right next to it that says Call the Show. You press that button, and you're hooked up with Adam, and boom, you're on the air just like that. So very cool opportunity. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. And today, our FishDope.com report is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip. It'll help you with everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna, and with all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection. Get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Takas Tackle, and the Longfin. Let's jump into our catch report. Start it off with our private boater buddy, the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, Benny, and congratulations, Corey. Nice job, buddy.
Yes, thank
but,
you, Mark.
Well, guys, a couple weeks into what feels like a much more traditional Southern California spring season here with cooler water and limits of wind, but you got to pick your days carefully, but there's some good signal around. It's just that time of year. That Catalina got really tough on the squid situation, virtually impossible. You got to work hard to scrape up a little bit for bait. You definitely want to take some good quality frozen with you for insurance in case you miss totally. Hopefully a new wave moves in and hopefully a little bit more fish come with it. There is a little bit of sea bass around, a little bit here and there, a few scraps here and there. But let me tell you guys, everybody always thinks backside for sea bass fishing, but let me tell you, I've made many stellar catches from those little nooks and crannies on the front. By this time of year, the bait's around there, the fish are around there, and you don't necessarily have to focus on the backside there. And the nice thing about it, most time, not a boat in sight. And speaking of sea bass, it's also that time along the coastline here. Bait schools are moving in, fish right with it. First fish flag for Balboa Island Club awarded yesterday, first sea bass flag, 57.1 pounds. That's a good one. Congratulations, Nate. Good job there, buddy. And also along the coast, following the bait schools that are moving in, smaller thresher sharks, especially up inside Long Beach Harbor, which is nice because, you know, when the wind's been blowing, it's been choppy, you can fish up inside the harbor there, a nice flat calm. But watch for the birds. They're over the bait schools, drifter, slow troll, a sardine, or a small mackerel in the zone. Make sure you use a circle hook so you don't foul hook them when they tail slap your bait. But they're a blast on light tackle, but they're slow to grow, so please let them go. And then another player, an exotic actually, that we might see at this time of year here with the cooler water and all this bait that's moving in. Season's now open for salmon. King salmons, they got to be 24 inches. You got 2 fish limit. You got to pay. There's other salmon regulations, guys, so you want to study up on it if you want to try fishing for them salmons. But that area between Newport Canyon down toward Newport Harbor mouth is often good fishing when the bait schools get in there. And a lot of times those salmon are with them in this cooler water. And it can be dirty water, too. But they're often down deep. You're not really seeing anything on the surface, but you mark those little boomerangs next to the bait schools there, and you might get a surprise. Some years there's nothing. These last few warm water years there's been nothing. This year looks a little more traditional. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if there's a few of them things down there. And if the weather backs off, keep an eye on the bluefin grounds because they're definitely around, and they're coming. So overall, lots going on. It's just that time of year. Get ready. It's going to be another fun season.
Springtime, lot going on. And what's going on at Pacific Edge there is just awesome stuff to get ready for. Fishdope.com is that report that you need to have. So, I mean, you heard Mark. There's so much going on. How do you keep track of it? It's fishdope.com, Mark.
Yeah, Danny does a fantastic job of sorting through, separating the wheat from the chaff. You know, you got to stick through all them rumors. But, yeah, there is a lot getting ready to go on here. It's that time of year, springtime. It's just, you know, I love feeling the optimism as the new season builds. Our customers are coming in. Everybody's all happy about doing this and that. It's just, it's great. And, again, there's so much stuff poised right off our coast. It looks like, especially with this bluefin thing, I just think we better get our heavy tackle ready because forecast is for lots more fish and bigger fish.
Okay,
I like the way you think, buddy.
Fishdope.com, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Just use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And how do we find you, Mark?
We're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com.
Thanks, Mark.
We'll talk to you guys next week.
Talk to you next week.
All right, well, let's continue on with the catch board. Head on over to C4th Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Busy over there.
Yeah, it sounds like things are going on at C4th.
And we actually get to fish 2 weekends in a row, and no weather coming through yet. But some decent fishing this week, kind of what we've been seeing there. Those half-day trips, so very good bottom fishing on there, reds, rockfish, whitefish. Had one nice yellowtail earlier in the week. I believe it was about 30 pounds. Nice on the half-day there. Those full-day trips, San Diego fishing out the islands, still picking away at those yellowtail, catching 3, 4, I think they had 11 one day. Some good bottom fishing on there also. So definitely options for you. Check out the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for those half-days and those full days. We're going to start putting some day and a half and trips throughout the summer on there. There's already some trips up there, so definitely check that out. You can always give us a call here at the office, 619-224-3383. Our favorite option, come down and visit us in person. Have our Rock Out Rick breakfast burrito, Pete Gray breakfast full, and chop stop in the tackle shop here and get your gear ready for the upcoming season here because it's probably going to be a good one.
Well said, buddy. Well, we certainly appreciate that. Nice to know. Some good weather in front of us, too. Should be continued success. And we're looking forward tomorrow having Captain Ryan Boston of the San Diego right here on the in the Let's Talk Hookup studios. So we'll be talking San Diego, talking fun. And Marcos, appreciate a great report as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, Marcos.
All right. Appreciate that. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial with the Northern Baja Report. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Benny, and welcome aboard, Corey.
Morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Hey, okay, we'll start down as usual, down to Mag Bay, where Bob Hoyt at Mag Bay Outfitters is moving, as we speak, a big houseboat down there for overnight whale watching for next season. So that may be kind of interesting, spend the night out in the bay. Look into Mag Bay Outfitters if you want to experience that during next whale season. As far as the fishing goes, he says there's lots of small tuna showing up outside. They're anticipating a good tuna year with the early show there. Corvina, grouper, pargo, toro, fishing steady in the bay. Noted catch of the week was a 28-pound halibut on a fly line over at Mulegey, Bahia Concepcion. Nathan over there at Buenaventura has been out a bit and reports yellowtail on the surface. Limits before noon. Big snapper still hanging around on the bottom. La Volcana, Bahia Concepcion there in the real central area on the Pacific side has been pretty windy and rough. Not much to report the last few weeks. Mostly the bottom fish hadn't been in yellow for a while. Jeff over at Cedros Island Kayak says it's been a little windy and breezy there as well. But guys out trolling the Rapalas near the airport high spot are getting the yellowtail. Calico bite on the hard bait has been steady. A couple white sea bass were in the count, and as you guys talked about earlier, with a kind of incidental catch while fishing for calicos, one was taken on bait and one on a blue plastic, so you never know when that big fish of a lifetime is going to be there. I always fish very heavy line when anywhere in Baja, really. Halibut on the bite on the shore kind of slowed down. I think it's all but over, and water on the front side is up to 64, tons of bait around. I guess there's some big surf scheduled for the next week. Bay of L.A., yellowtail on the top of the south of the Big Island, midweek, average size fish, 15 pounds. They've been taken on the iron. San Quintin, lots of wind here recently, but earlier in the week, one of the pongas that got out found a wide-open yellowtail on the 15, lots of fish in the area. I think Ensenada, pretty much what's going on at Coronado's, a little bit of yellowtail popping around, and over on the Northern Cortez and Gonzaga Bay, fishing steady for several species. Juan Cook from San Quintin Base Sport Fishing is there with his Parker. You can find him on Facebook. I know he's still got a couple dates left this spring, and send him a private message or give me a ring, and I can hook you up with him if you want to fish Gonzaga on a nice Parker.
There's that private message thing again. Yeah.
Well, Pete, I got to admit, I was stumped, too. I think the DM has to do with something other than Facebook, so I don't know what to talk about.
All right. Well, Rick Jensen, of course, always up on the latest when it comes to your finances and protecting your monies for the future and investing for the future. Rick Jensen does a great job for me and a lot of people in the fishing industry, and you should check him out. How do we do that, Rick?
Yeah, hey, Pete, you know, with the Sea Keeper, I just thought of an analogy. You know, it's a little rough and stormy in the market now, and call me up and I'll help you install a Sea Keeper into your investment portfolio.
I like that.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a good one, man.
For the DM mode, the decompressional mode.
Hey, I got it, yeah. All right,
thanks,
guys.
Rick.
Thanks, Pete. Find me on the web, sportfishingfinancial.com, or give a ring to 949-481-1807.
All right, and before you go, we want to throw out a big get well, Tom. Gruber's still in the hospital, and his great wife Rhonda's by his side. And Tom, come on, man.
Yeah.
Get well, get out of that hospital, and get back on the fishing ground.
I did talk to Ellie, who said there was some positive news coming out of Tom Camp Gruber, so that's a great thing. And a lot of people have been praying and thinking about Tom, and I just want to say that same thing. Get better, buddy. We need you.
Yeah.
We need you back to landing.
No doubt about it. Hey, for sure. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, I guess Rhonda have a chance to maybe play the podcast on the new app and hold this up to Tom's ear, and he might get up and start dancing.
I hope so.
I like it.
Let's hope so, for
Thanks,
sure.
Rick.
I appreciate
that. Okay, bye. Greg.
Great report. And, again, speaking of report, it was sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in San Diego County for over 30 years. Anza Knives are made from high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. They offer a variety of fillet knives as well as hunting, general purpose, and one-of-a-kind collector knives. Once you try an Anza knife, you'll be hooked. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details. That's AnzaKnives.com.
Yeah, I talked to Don the other day. He was able to come to the Fred Hall Show for one day that Thursday at Del Mar. Said he absolutely killed it. He'll be at all the Fred Hall shows
great.
From now on. And such a great guy and such a great knife.
Yeah.
It's an amazing product, and really proud to have them associated with us here.
No doubt. Well, the phone lines are packed. I know everybody's excited to talk to the boys, so why don't we jump right back in and do that? And this time we're going to talk to Hills calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. I sure love your radio show. I'm standing in the water surf casting right now, and I'm listening to you guys, and it's just, I'm like in a state of bliss with everything here. But I wanted to ask Corey and Benny about color combos with swim baits, because, you know, I usually fish along the beach. I've got a lot of halibut on more natural colors, like brown bait, kind of like rainbow trout, smelt, little clear green smelt. But then I was on the out of Ventura Landing going down to Deep Hole to fish calicos, and the deck, the galley maid, Kathy's going through her box, and I'm looking at all these colors. She's yellow, bright yellow heads and stuff like that. And I was like, she'll never catch any on that. And, man, she walloped the calicos out of the kelp with the little, like, round yellow head and the MC smaller MC swim baits.
You know, what comes to my mind, Hill, is that you're describing clean water. For whatever reason, the bait fish patterns with a yellow head, I mean, I'm all about matching. I'm sure Benny is, too, matching things up and making it look pretty, right? But that bright yellow chartreuse head with a bait fish color in clean water is magic. I don't know what it is, but it works.
I totally agree. And, you know, that area up there, I fished it a lot this last summer, and it's traditionally crystal clear up there. So whatever she did was spot on. And just what Corey, you know, I have to agree with Corey. When that clean water, I fish it a lot up here, is a yellow head, you know, a yellow war bait head and a natural colored bait. That combo just seems to be deadly.
Man, we can hear the surf rolling in.
Yeah.
Hey, Kales, did you download our new app, and you're listening on the stream on the app there?
I'm listening on the old app, and I just heard about your new one this morning, so I'm going to have to ask my young daughter to help me download it. Kind of old.
Very, very good. I can relate to that for sure. Hey, Hills, hope that answers your question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Let me throw this out, though, real quick, because I know exactly what you're saying, and we joke about Pete all the time, but, I mean, the smartphones are the easiest thing for everybody to figure out. This is crazy easy. There's literally an icon. Like, I have an iPhone, so on mine,
anybody can use
it. On mine, there's an icon that just says Apps Store, and you literally push that button. That opens up a screen, and there's a little thing that says Search. You put your finger right where it says Search. Little keyboard comes up. Literally just punch in the words, Let's Talk Hookup. You're probably right on saying radio show, but all I did was Let's Talk Hookup.
That's all I did,
The
too.
First option that popped up, you could see the little logo of Let's Talk Hookup. You click on that.
Yeah, green background.
Yep, click on that, accept, boom, it's on your phone and done. I mean, that's literally all there is
that's
to it.
That's it, yeah.
I just uploaded while we were sitting here, so real easy.
Yeah, and everything is right on the front page of that app. That I listen live, show archives, you can find out about the show. Everything is right there that you need.
Yep.
So, and even calling.
Yeah. I know what you mean about having son or daughter or granddaughter phone it up for you, but I promise you this is one that all of us can do. It's an easy one.
Yeah, there you go. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on those phones, Rick.
Sounds good to me. How about Dan in San Diego up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Dan, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. My question is, if I come up to do a custom trip in Palos Verdes, what are we going for? Can we go for yellowtail and maybe even white sea bass, or is it bottom fishing?
Well, unfortunately, like in the restaurant, there's a menu you look at and you could order it off the menu. Fishing is fishing. A lot of the sea bass and yellowtail is kind of incidental. Unless they're, like last year, we had really good bite on yellowtail on the horseshoe. So I comboed the trip. I did a full day trip where I'd go out and chase yellows in the morning and fish calicos in the afternoon, or vice versa, depending on tide and current.
Okay.
So you could almost combo that. Sea bass, I leave that up to the pros. Honestly, that's a one and done thing, and especially right now with only the take with one sea bass, it's one and done. You know, whereas calico fishing, it's many released and many more released.
And believe me, if you haven't been a fan of calico fishing before, Dan, go with Benny. You will be a fan of calico fishing because it's so much fun, right, Corey?
And it's a beautiful zone up there. I mean,
oh, it's fantastic.
Dan, you don't realize. I mean, we live in a beautiful area down here, Dan, but they have the wall. It's 7 miles on each side of huge riprap rock that the federal government put in, yep, in what, the 70s or something?
Yep.
And the fishing structure between there and Palos Verdes is the most beautiful coastline.
Really?
I've never been there. It's gorgeous.
Cool. Yeah. I've never seen it.
It's like what you would see in like La Jolla, Point Loma. It's beautiful.
Being from the area, over 35 plus years of fishing it, there's a lot of options. And, you know, being in a very fast boat that covers a lot of area, we could end up inside the harbor fishing A-rigs and jerkbaits for calicos. You just never know.
But if I can step on you, Benny, to Dan, he doesn't realize what he's getting into here, right? Yeah. So you're talking horseshoe, talking deep water sand bass, 90 to 120 foot of water.
Newport pipe, maybe?
Which could be anywhere from 15 foot of water to 75, 80 foot of water.
Exactly.
And the breakwall fishing, it could be in 1 foot of water or in 30 foot of water.
Yep.
Or the Palos Verdes thing. And really, anybody listening, you really owe it to yourself to spend that little bit of money with Benny. And you're going to put your learning curve ahead by maybe several years easily with one trip.
I think that's such a good call. So many people think about a guided trip as something for an inexperienced person to do. A guy that fishes all the time has 10 times more reason to go fishing with a guy like Benny. I mean, if you're a guy who's savvy and has your own boat and like fishing, the info and technique and style and all that stuff that you're going to learn is priceless. It's not about this spot, like this GPS spot. It's about going with a guy that has done it and learned, you know, the hard way of all the rights and wrong ways. I mean, you said it best. Your learning curve will be shut down by years for just going on a couple
of trips.
By years. Yeah.
And you're fishing with a gentleman.
I have a lot of guys that come on my boat that have boats because they want to know how I set up. They want to know how the electronic works. And then I'll come with them on their boat and actually walk them through everything. But at the same time, you know, you want to target different things. Like I said, I'm pretty forthright about, you know, rock fishing and that sort of thing. That's just not my area of expertise, but I will cover a lot. I've gone as far north as Santa Monica, as far south as the pipe in Huntington Newport in one day. So there's a lot of water to cover in between that, with spots in between. So
how fast is your boat?
It does over 50.
Wow. All right, so let's say we're going full day with you to San Clemente Island, my favorite trip to go fishing with you. It's awesome. I'd highly recommend it. Where are we launching? How fast are we going to get there?
If you're from San Diego area, I'll meet you halfway at Dana like we've done. Mm-hmm. And then if you're from my area, you know, OC up north, I'll meet you at Long Beach. And usually leave about 6 right at sunrise and stay till whenever the weather permits. If it's nice, as long as you can handle it.
I was going to say, as long as you're willing to keep throwing.
Last Saturday, I left the island at 4.
Wow.
You know,
and how fast did you make it home?
I got home in an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, hour and 20
God,
minutes.
That sounds so 50 nice.
50 plus miles.
I was doing 40 knots.
Wow.
You know, on average, 40 knots.
Well, that had to have been a Long Beach because Dana Point's only 51 or 2 miles.
Exactly.
To the west end.
Yeah. It's 50.
Wow.
Yeah,
so that's the closest point.
Is Dana, right?
Yeah, Dana, right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So. But that would be it, you know. I mean, again, white sea bass is not mine. I leave it up to the Brandons and his group, you know, because they're the professionals.
It's a different animal.
Different animal.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your great questions, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to marine electronics, there are just two names you need to know. Johnson Hicks. You've seen their amazing display of all the top manufacturers of marine electronics at the shows. Fact is, Johnson Hicks is a factory certified dealer for all the finest brands for your boat, like Simrad. Check out the new Simrad NSS Evo 3. Navigate, take control, and enjoy an unprecedented level of built-in functionality with Simrad NSS Evo 3. SolarMax HD display technology offers exceptional clarity combined with an all-weather touchscreen. Fish easier with Simrad Dual Channel Chirp. Johnson Hicks Marine Electronics has the full lineup of Simrad electronics as well as all the other top names. No one matches Johnson Hicks for selection and quality in marine electronics. For the best product, the finest service, and the lowest price possible, remember the name in marine electronics, Johnson Hicks, on the web at johnsonhicksmarine.com. And give one of their top experts a call for prices and more information. johnsonhicksmarine.com. While Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971, their never-ending pursuit of innovation has never stopped. They are the only company making double structure fluorocarbon, which combines two exclusive custom resins, a high-density interior for strength and sensitivity, and a softer exterior for enhanced knot strength. So for the best in fishing performance, pick up a spool of Seaguar Fluoro Premier and the original Blue Label Leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. Both are double structure fluorocarbon.
For East Cape fishing, Genran is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibran electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenran.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
Okay, it's coming up very quickly here. It's the Newport Boat Show, celebrating 45 years as the premier yacht show in the West. Duncan McIntosh and his group do such a great job. Over 200 boats up at the Newport Boat Show.
They have trawlers, motor yachts, cruisers, sport fishers, sailboats. They have everything. And what's cool about the Newport Boat Show is you also find a wide range of new products and services that make owning and operating a big boat or a smaller boat more enjoyable.
More, mark your calendar, April 19th through the 22nd at the Lido Marina Village. It's rain or shine, Thursday noon to 7, Friday and Saturday 10 to 7, Sunday 10 to 5.
Admission's just $15. It's a very inexpensive fun day. Kids 12 and under are free, and there's always active duty military discounts.
Free off-site parking and shuttle. Check NewportBeachBoatShow.com for more details.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, unbelievable as it may seem, our Tony Reyes trip that's going to be hosted by the one and only Tommy P leaves Sunday the 29th of April,
right,
the end of this month, comes back Friday, May 4th. It's $1,295 all-inclusive.
That's crazy.
Even the beer's included.
I can go through $1,295 like, bucks worth
yeah,
of cool, cool, cool easy. Pacificos.
Yeah, no kidding, yeah. So it's been sold out for like a year.
Always is.
And there's two spots that just came available. So I wouldn't hesitate if you want to go. Call the Longfin. Call Tom, our buddy up there, 714-538-9300, and check it out. And that's coming up. That's the Tony Reyes Fishing Tour. Leaves Sunday, April 29th. A six-day trip with Tony Reyes. Call the Longfin. Grab those two spots.
Okay, let me say this about the trip. If you're a bass nut, like I know Corey and Benny are, and you like that type of fishing.
Let me guess what you're going to say. The Cabrilla fishing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I want to say this, too. This is a trip that we have been doing for 10 years, you know, that we've been doing these trips. And Pete doesn't do Let's Talk Hookup trips just on a whim. They're all selected for a specific date,
right,
and it's because we've been doing these trips for 10 or a dozen years that we have this date. Not only do you see good yellowtail fishing, but it's particularly this time of year because you usually see that fantastic Cabrilla fishing, and oh, my God, is that fun.
On the Colt Sniper jerkbait?
Oh, dude, the 170?
Oh.
Change your hooks because those are some mean fishing. You might accidentally hook a leopard grouper, too.
Yeah.
You've done
and surface shallow stuff.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
You fish your weedless down there?
You could, but yes, if you if you don't mind the puffers and the triggers.
The triggers.
Yeah. You better bring
Darn
a lot.
Triggers.
They bite them. Yeah. They bite them great. I mean, they bite them great, yeah. But, boy, you better bring a lot.
Yeah. Bring a lot. Swiss break your cart, right? Hey,
that's a cool trip.
Another great tournament coming up is the 48th Annual Bottom Fishing Tournament by Southwestern Yacht Club. It's Saturday, May 5th, which also coincides with our very first live broadcast of our San Diego Ford Dealers live broadcast that we're going to have some great prizes for again this year. It's going to be at Encinitas Ford Saturday, May 5th. But the Bottom Fishing Tournament, 48th Annual Southwestern Yacht Club, it benefits Elder Help for San Diego. Regular registration, $75 for adults, $25 for juniors. Check it out at the Southwestern Yacht Club website, which is southwesternyc.org, or just give a call to Southwestern Yacht Club. It's a great tournament, Southwestern Yacht Club. 48th annual
Crazy.
Bottom
That's
Fish
cool.
Tournament, Saturday, May 5th.
Awesome. Well, hey, the phones are packed. Everybody wants to talk to the boys. Let's jump right back into it. Talk to Debbie calling us from Chino this morning. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for giving us a call, and let's talk hookup.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
My question was when do the bass run in California, or the halibut?
Right now is a great time for fishing halibut. If you go on any of the media, anglers are catching them all over because we've had grunion runs. We're off, I think, for a few weeks, and then the grunion runs will be back. So anytime you see a grunion run, you'll see halibut definitely in the range. But calico fishing is year-round. As long as we have a pretty consistent water temp, the best time to go is during the spawn, which will be here pretty soon, you know, May through August. The bulk of it will be in July. I always tell all my anglers, you want to come out and catch, July is traditionally a great month to fish calico bass.
Is it?
Locally, yep.
Locally. What about the islands?
Islands, I like the fall because of the weather. You also have chance of catching yellows. But traditionally it's been in the fall. You can catch them in the summer. You get out there, great, but you pay for it coming home because of that afternoon west wind.
Sure.
That's the only thing, because it's always happens. August through December can be pretty darn good.
Okay.
Pretty darn good.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the fall call this morning.
I was going to say, zip up your anhydrous and hang on.
Roger
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
All the way up to your nose, man.
Yeah.
It'll be wet.
All right. Well, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. This time we're going to talk to Mike calling us from Rosemead. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. First of all, Rick, a couple of weeks ago, went down with my wife down to San Diego and stopped off, had some lunch at Point Loma Seafood, and then strolled over to the Fisherman's Landing there. And want you to know that my wife loves those Maui Jim sunglasses that we got there.
I'm so stoked. That's so awesome.
Yeah. So appreciate that very much.
Well, it's our pleasure. You I'm glad to get to BS with you guys. That was fun.
Thank you. Yeah, she was kind of anxious to meet you. You know, she hears your voice on the radio all the time, and so she got that thing off her bucket list, basically. So anyway, previous caller just asked what I wanted to cover, but to change it up, what makes a slug or the calicos want to eat a slug bait? Because it doesn't look like anything out there in the water. I've never seen, you know, it doesn't have a tail, doesn't have a mouth, doesn't have any kind of fins. So what makes those fish eat those things?
You honestly, Mike, just hit every bullet point on the nose, and literally that's why it swims.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a glide bait. It really does everything that you think it's not going to do, and it does it when you least expect it will, and the bites come pretty aggressive.
They make them really angry is what they do.
Yeah.
Don't
is that
they?
What it is? Just yeah.
Oh,
they,
boy.
They just want to eat it.
They just want to kill that thing.
Yeah.
You know, even when they don't want to eat, they'll eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that you hit a really good point, because they will smash that thing when fishing's at its toughest, when it's probably at its most difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't handle it, man. They eat that thing. And it's you think of a swim bait and all the other baits, they have that tail on the back, and it creates a parachute of some sort. So if you can imagine, kind of describe it. And that parachute in the back kind of keeps it swimming in a straight line. So without that, you get the redirections, and you get with a little pump of the rod tip, it'll go every direction. It's crazy.
It's a great point. A bait fish, you know, in the water doesn't necessarily swim a perfectly straight line 100% of the time. That's not how it works. They dart and dive and weave, and that's what a slug does do.
When they're at their most vulnerable, too, Rick.
Yeah, good call.
And I always tell people, you know, if you ever look in a bait tank when a bait's about ready to die, when it kind of juts out and then it kind of does that sinking motion, watch a sardine as it's at its, you know, the end of its life in a tank after getting beat up, but it kind of makes that movement, then it dies, makes that movement, and it dies. Very similar to that. Very, like you said, vulnerable for an easy meal for those big ones to eat.
That's what it is, exactly.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Loaded with good info, sea bass are in the count, as well as bluefin. Unbelievable. Check it out. All kinds of good stuff in there about the sea bass, the bluefin, yellowtail, and more. This week's Western Outdoor News, check it out.
All right. How about next up we talk to Tom. Tom's calling us from San Clemente this morning. What's up, Tom? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going this morning? I've been fishing since the 60s and the 70s up in the Santa Monica Bay Area, all the way from what people call deep hole. It's actually depot, I thought, all the way to Palos Verdes. But my question to Benny is, you know, does anybody ever request an old school trip, say fishing Sabres, True Lines, Arnells, and maybe some Pens and Newells, and, you know, for, you know, just kind of a bring out the old stuff that used to work pretty darn good? That's my question.
Yeah, I get a lot of guys that will bring the stuff out of the archives. But I tell you, you know, fishing a Harnell or a True Line glass rod all day, making a bunch of casts. I do got guys that throw the surface iron with them. Now, don't get me wrong there. I mean, they do. They will bust those out and throw, you know, an old candy bar that any of the old jigs that I see them pull them out, and I try to trade whatever I can for those jigs. And they tell me that hundreds. But as far as bass fishing altogether, probably not. And I tell you, this last summer I did more fishing up in that northern area of Santa Monica Bay than I ever had. I mean, as far north as Super Tubes, if you know where I'm talking about, above the county line, there's a surf spot up there called Super Tubes. And fishing all those boilers in there and then fishing all the way down before the closure and then after the closure. And I found some areas that were just holding giants, a lot we didn't bite. And a lot, I would have had slugs on because there was some kelp in there with big potholes in that would have just, they would have just crushed them. we caught some, a lot of school size sea bass up there. Again, incidental on A rigs and swim baits. And, but I tell you, the one in, the main stop we make is Santa Monica Wall, that one right outside the pier. That thing on crankbaits, A rigs, swim baits, whatever. Certain time of the morning or certain time of the afternoon, just bites.
Wow. Hey, now you were talking about rods and the old school rods. You have all the new, the Therese and the Terramar rods. And frankly, once you start using those lightweight pieces of equipment, I mean, the fatigue factor, you're throwing all day, it just makes life so much easier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, all the new Terramars, you know, I got the field test every release of Terramar. So this last one that Robbie Gant designed at Shimano, I mean, that's the best. And, you know, I've had these rods for two seasons on my boat. I've yet to break one yet.
Wow.
Really?
Nobody
has, they've taken guides out. Yeah. I mean, you know, surface iron, taken four or five guides out, but never broke a rod yet, which I have, that has to say with that the new design of, you know, with the polypropylene wrap on it to keep it that much stronger and durable.
I'll back it up. I mean, we're like ground zero for people returning fishing rods to, one, because obviously we have a lot of customers that buy rod from us, but two, so many people go fishing on trips and they come back to the landing and we're the first source that they see for, hey, I need some help, you know, this thing broke. I don't, now that you mentioned, I don't know that we've taken a single one back in the tackle store even. I mean, not one. For the hundreds that we've sold and the thousands that have gone, you know, through our doors, gone on trips, I don't think we've ever taken
We're talking surface iron down to the swim bait, even the Therese's now. I mean, they've done the boys did a great job of redesigning. You know, every year it seems like a redesign of the rods to make them stronger, durable, and lighter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but yeah, I mean, the old school stuff is great. There's a lot of history. Believe me, I grew up in the old glass rods throwing 9-footer, 10-footers, but sure is nice as you get a little bit up in age to throw that light stuff, and especially as many casts as we make, whether it's surface iron or swim bait or A-rig or whatever it is. Absolutely. I go light all day long.
For sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. We're going to jump right back in again. This time we're going to talk to Richard. He's calling us from Monrovia this morning. Hi, Richard. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. I already downloaded the app. A little confusing at first, though, because I did a Let's Hook Up and had four women on a date with me this morning.
That's funny.
You know, you get all these calls from up in Rosemead to San Gabriel, Ventura, and I kind of think maybe now you have another body there doing a show focused on maybe up here for the Santa Monica Bay, Ventura, Santa Barbara area, and just talk a bit more about fishing up here a bit. I just, you know, techniques, locations, MLPA issues, et cetera. And just tossing that to you guys.
You know, I try to talk about Santa Monica as much as I can because it's just an untapped source. You know, even though L.A. area and that area is very highly populated, a lot of them don't fish the inshore as much, you know, where you have fantastic rock fishing off Pepperdine and the ledge there. Back in the day, it used to be an area where they caught yellowfin tuna, but nobody goes out there to look. Some of that bass fishing that I've experienced over the last year, as far north as Magoo, is just phenomenal from May until September. It's an untapped resource, and I just think that I think people need to go fishing more and adventure more instead of reaching out to, you know, the media, social networks. Hey, fishdope.com, there's an avenue there to look up fishing resource in that area. So I would highly recommend going through there and looking at that. And, you know, even your local fish counts, you know, keep an eye on that. But as far as a source here, mention it. You know, I'm sure they'll talk about it. Or they can feel free to call me, and I'll be glad to talk about it because I'm going to spend a lot more time this year up there.
Oh, really? Okay. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Brian. Brian's calling us from Westminster this morning. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got a question for Corey. You know, congratulations on joining the show. And just wondering, are you going to be doing the heavy lifting and letting Pete and Ricky go out and do more field research now that you're joined the team?
Well, you know, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And being a part of the show and a premier radio show for fishing and that kind of thing, it's really awesome. I'm proud and honored to be a part of it. And definitely, I mean, it'll free up time for Rick and Pete and give me new adventures and new sharing new things. And I love the outdoors and I love everything from tide pooling to inshore fishing to hiking to You name it, I love it, and nature, and whether it's whales or calico bass fishing, is truly just being out there is a passion of mine.
And don't be mistaken, Corey's going to have to do plenty of field research himself. I mean, you know, it's part of our job. We have to do it. We have to go to Alaska or Cedros Island or long range fishing or Rancho Leonero,
Salto.
Salto. You know, it's part of our job. We just have to go, and Corey's unfortunately going to have to partake in that, right, Corey?
I forgot to take one for the team.
Yeah, for sure. Indeed.
That's cool.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate the support there. Thanks.
Yeah, right. Next up, Tim. Tim's calling us from Coronado this morning. Hey, Tim, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thank you, fellas, for having me on. I live down in Coronado, and I surf a lot of the surf, but I want to share more of the channel, and out at the Point Loma, I have a little boat that I take it out there. What would be the best setup for outside the point, just out of the harbor there? Would you bottom fish or would you top fish? And what would be your tackle setup for that, something like that?
I'll get into the tackle thing. For something as simple as that, a Tranx 300 on a Terramar 80M or 76M, if you have a really small skiff, a 76 might be the way to go. I'd spool it with either 50-pound or 65-pound Power Pro Max Quattro, and that would be a really good all-around either Point Loma fishing bass. You accidentally hook a yellow or a sea bass, you're still in the game. And then you can also fish it, you know, off the Zuniga, on the other side of Zuniga for halibut, or on the inside for sand bass and spotties. Pretty good all-around outfit. And I'll let Corey take over the bait situation as far as in and out of the bay there, and I'll point Loma.
But that rig too, Benny, is excellent for the bottom fishing he's talking about.
Very true.
Like on the buoy line.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
And 90 to, you know, 160 foot of water or whatever, and catching shallow water rockfish. Perfect rig for all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a 5-inch swim bait's probably the perfect thing on a warhead, you know, 3/4 to 1.5 ounce would probably cover about everything you would do.
Yep. And what color, Corey?
Well, in those terms, I try to match it, you know, the brown bait colors with a brown or head or redhead, firecracker, or what. I mean, Benny's got the colors down a little bit better, but I try to match it a little bit better.
Yep. You make a clear belly red, like a red flake top, 5-inch Viejo, and that's, for shallow water rockfish, that's always has been, always been my favorite. I like a 2-ounce.
Call it?
Rick's the one that Rick and Doug Kern down at the shop, the big fish color.
That one's the bomb. Yeah, kind of like an olive back, clear, clear little red orange flake.
Oh, yeah.
BFC. That's our favorite.
that color works really good for calicos and anywhere.
Just a good looking natural bait fish color. You know, not too flashy. Just kind of I love it, man. That's my favorite. Corey Mish makes just the best. No blowing smoke for Corey, man. They are the very best baits you can buy.
No doubt. And, Tim, I might caution you, too. I know I surf a lot out there. There is a reserve right there where Dolphin Tanks is and Waimea and that area there. Don't get caught fishing in there because that's all MLPA reserve, right, Corey?
It is. And it's just an extension of what was already there
and
wraps around the corner a little bit.
And it doesn't go out very far, hundred yards.
It's a necessary thing.
Yeah.
You can work around it.
Yeah.
You know?
It ends very quickly there as you move down the point.
It doesn't impede anything.
Yeah. No, it doesn't really hurt much at all, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's try and sneak in one more quick one.
You got it. How about John from Mira Mesa? Got a quick one for us, John?
Hi, John.
Yeah, I'll try to make it quick. The A-Rig, okay, at the panel discussion, you guys were talking, one of the guys was talking about using it as a fish locator. Is that how you use it as well? Or is that, to me, it doesn't sound like it'd be much fun to chuck it out there and just drag the heavy thing in.
It's a great locator, number one. Number two, it's a great catcher. You know, we talked a little bit about that before the show. But it's pretty simple. I mean, really simple. It's cast and wine. The fish tend to find that, you know, especially where there's not as much bait in clear water.
Clear water is where the A-Rig really shines?
It really does shine.
What about dirty water?
Dirty water, same thing. I put a blade in the middle of the five arms, so it gives a little flash, a little bit of vibration, so the fish will locate it. Absolutely, and works really good on a bright day. Works just as fine on overcast day. Just a great all-around catching lure.
A-Rig's like the worst thing that could have happened to the guy that preaches you have to be stealthy about everything. Big heads, big wires, swivels and snaps and everything else, and they bite the crud out of it.
For somebody like me that doesn't know how to put an A-Rig together, can I walk into a tackle store and buy an A-Rig that's ready to go?
You need to go to ECBT. East County Bait and Tackle has a bunch from very inexpensive, you know, we're talking $3, $4 to high-end, you know, better hardware, things like that. Yeah, go to East County Bait and Tackle. They're
the masters of the,
no doubt,
the A-Rig. And, Corey, a lot of those have your baits on them.
Well, definitely. I'm kind of chuckling because it's an umbrella chandelier, whatever you want to call it.
It's a lot of junk.
There's a lot going on.
In the water.
It's a lot.
It's me up every time I think of throwing that. It's like, man, I can feel my shoulders getting sore.
Well, just look at it. I got no way they're going to bite this. A big wire wheel and thing flopping all around.
But they do.
Oh, they crush it.
They crush it.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what guy or gal is very lucky today, because we're not only giving away that Shimano jig package, we're also giving away a half-day trip to go fishing with Benny and Coastal Charters. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
If you've been searching for that perfect inshore and offshore boat, Defiance is the one. Go far and stay dry is the Defiance slogan. And that is exactly what you get in these overbuilt trailerable offshore boats. Inland Boat Center has the Defiance you are looking for in stock, ready to fish. A huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom and over 300 new and pre-owned boats for everyone, family-owned and operated. Their customer service is the finest available. They take trades of all types and offer amazing financing deals. Check out Inland Boat Center's inventory of Defiance Pilot House boats online, including the Admiral 22 and the San Juan 25. Solid construction with no wood to ever rot. Defiance boats are built to last. It is the peak of the season, and the Defiance boat deals have never been better. Along with great financing, you could be fishing next week in your new boat for much less than you ever thought possible. Inland Boat Center, 681 East Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more. Or at inlandboatcenter.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, big congratulations again. Shimano Jig Pack, including the Shimano Flat Falls and Colt Sniper Jerk Baits. And the big grand prize with that is a half-day trip going fishing with Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. That's today going to Hills in Ventura Hills. Congratulations. You are stoked, buddy.
You're going to have to get out of the surf and get on the boat and go fishing with Benny. You're going to be a very happy guy there. And, of course, I'm very, very proud and honored to welcome our new co-host, Corey Sandin. Looking forward to you being a part of the show, Corey.
Great, Corey. I really appreciate you guys. I mean, like I said, no pun intended, but hopefully I can sprinkle a little bit of glitter on an already awesome deal. So I appreciate
it. And you will. Looking forward to a great future together for sure.
Thank you.
You, me, and Ricky, what a great team.
It'll be awesome.
Thrilled about it.
I'm humbled.
Yeah. Well, so are we. And Benny Florentino, speaking of humbled, man, you go fishing with this guy, you will be humbled because you'll be catching so many fish, you have no idea. You'll want to come back again and again. If somebody wants to go fishing with you on Coastal Charters, how do we do that, Captain Benny Florentino?
310-779-0397, phone call or text, ben@fishcoastalcharters.com, email, and then just go to www.fishcoastalcharters.com on the web.
Highly recommend it. You get to go not only go fishing with a great guy on a great boat, but you get to use all that Shimano gear, all the AFCO tackle, get to try out the Maui Jim sunglasses.
Yep.
It's a complete package.
Yep.
You don't have to bring anything but a sandwich.
That's it. I have the beverages for you. I have all the necessary tackle. We have all the MC weedless and swim baits for you to use. And just
Colt
go
snipers,
fishing.
The whole deal. Flat falls, everything.
Yep, the whole deal.
Wow, fantastic. All right. Appreciate that, Benny. Thank you very much. Appreciate you and appreciate Adam on the other side of the glass. He is the master, not only on the board, he is working on our new app. Don't forget to download our new app on the App Store or the Play Store on Android and check it out, because tomorrow morning we're going to have a great show with Captain Ryan Bastian from the San Diego. We'll be right here talking Yellowtail and more with Mr. Yellowtail, Captain Ryan Bastian. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.